Blog Talk Radio.
This is Janessa Hoffman, also known as Goldenrod. The sun striking the California sun and ricocheting back to Minnesota. Tonight's episode is random, and I'm waiting for John to call in. Where, oh, yodel, yodel. Yodel, yodel. I'm calling for Yoder. Well, I'm in Gambler's Intervention Service, and I have to think of a fantasy that I want to partake in if I were to live only 1 year of my life. And I don't really think of life in terms of measure. I just think of it day by day. It's true that I don't always live my life to the fullest, but I try based on my energy. I have diabetes. I've gone to the gym 2 out of the last 3 days, and that feels good. And now we have John Yoder on the line. Yodel, yodel. Hi, John.
Yodel-hee-hoo. Hello.
I was yodeling through
a
goat horn for your arrival.
Well, here's a question. In your lifetime, do people... have they ever mispronounced your name? You know, like they're always trying to, you know, like you're going to a class or you're in a public setting.
Well, when I was at North Carolina Central and the only honky living on campus, Mr. Renwick used to call me Miss Hommestrom.
I love it. I have to say, with the name John Yoder, my first name is spelled J-O-N, I have had... one time I wrote it out, I think I had like 100 different pronunciations. We've had yogurt, yonders, yater, yodel-hee-hoo, yogi, Yoda. In fact, my mother-in-law, although I'm not married anymore, but I didn't divorce her, but she still she sent me a card and, for my birthday, and she spelled it Y-O-D-A, Yoda.
Really? So have some people called you Yoda?
Oh, yeah. In fact, one of the places I work at, they would have them, you know, ask for Yoda. And Yonders, Jaeger, Yodel, Yoder, Yodero, Yodel-hee-hoo, Yo-Yo, Yogurt, Yogi. All kinds of stuff. It's kind of fun, actually. I enjoy it. I think it's hilarious. I see in the news that
What's the worst pronunciation that you've ever had?
You know, a lot of it was more with the first name John, because now it's very common and people get it all the time because there's more and more famous people that have it. When I was growing up, I was the only John that I knew that was J-O-N. And, in fact, that was one of my... I guess as a young kid, I'm pretty laid back, but as a young kid, that was one thing that just... push my button, apparently, because I always remember telling the teachers, you know, it's John, J-O-N, not H-N, and literally, I would try to explain to them, you know, Ron doesn't have a, you know, an H in it, and Tom doesn't have an, you know, H. I mean, you can, but you also don't have to, but they used to always call it Jan Yonders. They just, you know, especially if it was a Swedish or like a soccer
Jan
coach.
Jan Yoder. Jan Yoder.
They go, Jan Yonders.
Did you have Asian teachers, I hate to ask?
You know, I didn't have too many growing up. The only teachers that stuck out in my mind was Mrs. Satterwhite, first grade. She was a sister, and she was so wonderful. But every day she'd say, I got some goodies for you. And goodies meant a test.
Really?
Like, can we skip the goodies today?
In fifth grade, Joan and I changed classes on April Fool's Day because we're identical twins.
Right.
And I got to go to a birthday party and got along Bub's daddy bubblegum, and she had to take a test for me.
Really? Did she do well on your test?
I don't remember, to tell you the truth.
You sold out.
So I only had a few things to mention today, and then I was going to read one of my friend's posts on Facebook.
go for it.
And see what you think about that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Go for it.
Can talk about what you want to talk about.
Yay.
So the first thing is you can anyway. So the first thing is I didn't go to the public or the newspaper about that performer boss. I decided not to call her out.
We applaud that decision.
And you said it's risk and reward, and there was no reward in doing it. So
just
my reward
payback,
was.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, my reward was just to be quiet.
Wow.
And I also told her on voicemail. The other good news is, well, I have to think of a fantasy to present to the Gamblers Intervention Services tomorrow night. If you only had 1 year to live, what would
you
do and how would you spend it? So maybe we could do that at the end of the show.
That would be awesome.
And then what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, we all have different strategies. We have different psychologies, different principles, fundamentals, I guess you would call them, things that you are consistent, you know, that you tell your kids. And these are things that you live by every day, you know, be organized, take care of business, clean your room, pay your bills, be a good citizen, et cetera, obey the laws. And I have to say, sometimes it just doesn't seem to work. I'll give you an example. We talked a little bit Sunday how there was a disgruntled musician that came to our church that, you know, kind of was like probably a little drug influenced and started ranting on the above yawn yonders and slick and anyone in a 1 mile radius. Well, the follow-up to the story is this person showed up at the church Monday, and he had at one point donated some things for the church drum set. It was a drum set that we won in competition with the youth group that was in a battle of the bands, Christian battle of the bands.
Yeah,
and
you won.
We did one of my songs, and I ran around with them. We kind of did a big show thing, and we won. And it was a $500 certificate. We went out and got a $800 drum set. I paid the difference, and they finally had a cool set instead of my old white junky set that no one really liked to play. Well, the kids gradually have added little pieces of like really nice cymbals and, you know, foot pedals and things like that. Well, anyway, this drummer decided to donate, you know, a couple of nice cymbals to the cause, and apparently, Sunday's little blowout, he decided to go back to the church, and he demanded that he get the cymbals back. And so he had donated it for one of the Spanish kids that plays drums for their services. And everyone uses the set, but, you know, Benji was kind of the one that uses it the most. So, and he's the son of the pastor, the Spanish pastor church. So the Spanish pastor, he's pretty calm about stuff, and he called his son. He said, were some of these cymbals, there's like a couple of them out of four, you know, were they donated? And he said, yeah. He said, okay. He said, well, let's give it back to this person. He's really angry and upset. He's like, okay. And irrational and crazy, right? So they give it to him. But here's where the crazy, it wasn't that, you know, that's bad enough. You take, you know, cymbals from the Lord's house, right, from God, you know, in effect. He goes across the street from the church and proceeds to smash the cymbals into pieces across the street. I guess just to
I didn't know you could smash metal into pieces.
You know, apparently he must have had the... you know, you're right about that. I will say sometimes if... When you play a set for like 10 years or so, sometimes cymbals will fall over, and after repeated smashing or getting bent or knocked, sometimes they can start to crack the thinner ones. But, yeah, the thicker ones, I mean, you'd have to have pliers or a hammer or, you know, something. But apparently he went to the effort to make a power display. And I'm sitting there thinking, even at the worst, you know, if you're pissed off, it's like, then take the cymbals. You know, say you don't believe in your church or you think you're wrong or you have a beef, then take your little cymbals, go sell them, make yourself some money, give them to someone else more worthy of your charity, or use them, but whatever. But it's like, why are you destroying it It's obviously a power display, just to
he has attention. Mental issues, John, and well, one time a very smart genius in my church at First Baptist burned a Bible on a stove, but then he got disability for 10 to 15 years as a result.
Wow, good investment.
But he was
sort of,
still...
until he stands in front of God and then goes, what's money to me? It's in my book. But, you know, it's one
of
those
things.
A lot
of people could pose as Moses or Michael Jackson, but they may not get instant disability.
Right, and you kind of wonder, like, how are we supposed to react? It's like, okay, be like Jesus. Okay, let's go walk up to him and, son, you know, like, do you cast a demon out of this guy? You know, some people, their approach is, you get a restraining order. Other people would physically have it out with, you know, some people in some towns would bring a couple of the boys and late night, you know, pick them up and go, okay, you know, either one, straighten up, or next time it's bottom of the bay, or two, they beat the crap out of them, or three, this person disappears. And, you know, you would say, well, that sounds extreme. Well, just go to Iraq, you know, go to Afghanistan, go to, you know, Nigeria, go to parts of the world, China. Go ahead, make a big stand and see what the government will do to you. Crazy.
Yeah, well, I do think he's mentally ill. He didn't get the result that he wanted from the church.
Right.
He was upset. He was upset about something that happened there that you mentioned last Sunday, because he wanted a certain kind of attention and didn't get it.
And he's got a crazy crush.
And the worst thing is he retaliated against the church instead of realizing that he was being foolish.
And, you know, the crazy, a couple things too that's crazy. One, it really, at the end of the day, with all the camouflage and smoke is really about a girl he has a crush on. I mean, that's the bottom. But after all the ranting and raving, it always comes back to this girl he has an obsession with. He doesn't say it.
Did he mention that on Sunday?
After the end of all it, because he went on to, like, he does stuff like he'll then call a couple people and he'll go to different places. And apparently he told one of the pastors that, like, he has a right to be married and people can't, you know, shouldn't stop him from doing what he wants to do. And it's like, no one's stopping you from getting married. Actually, this person doesn't want to talk to you. You know, because he had mentioned that when he would go say hi to this gal, that she would basically ignore him or walk away. The funny thing of the matter is this person hasn't seen him for several months. It's part of this delusional...
One time I went to a church in Norfolk, Virginia, and I was a Navy wife. And there was a really pretty 16- or 17-year-old girl in the church, and she lived across the street. And one of the deacons got her knocked up. And I thought that was wrong.
Oh, yeah. And it throws confusion. And by that I mean, you know, we believe God's in control and to follow him in the steps of a righteous person or ordained, et cetera. I do have this theory, though, that you have the right to be as effed up as possible, to be as messed up of a human being as possible, and God isn't going to stop you. He's going to let you. He's not going to fly out of the sky and go, hey, you're really screwed up. You're really jacked up. He's going to let you, and I mean, I can only tell you, I have friends in the last 24 hours in other situations saying, God told me to do this. God told me place an ad. God told me I'm going to get signed and do that. You know, God told me to record this song, and you're going, well, I'm glad he took his time out from saving, you know, Christians being just, you know, killed by Muslims to give you a song to write that has nothing to do about world peace. But it's just kind of, it's sad. It's like, I got texts like last night in the middle of the night over, did someone leave some meat inside a microwave? And it's like, I didn't leave any meat in your microwave. And then they're texting all their friends. And it's like, are there bigger issues in the world?
There are, and including the homemade dinner I just made. I get paid tomorrow, and I have to go pull it out of the oven. It's rice, potatoes, fried eggs, omelet sprinkled over with cheese, canned chicken, and cream of chicken soup.
You didn't microwave it, did you?
No, I baked it, and could you run the show for 60 seconds while I pull it out of the oven?
Absolutely. Be sure to serve warm. It serves up to 6 people. This is
Yoda,
actually,
may the force be with you. No, here I go. I'm going to the oven.
Excellent. I'm going to take charge. I'm running the show now, The Insane Asylum. And that being said, in fact, I might as well give it a proper greeting. Greetings, children of the corn and other subforms of human life. This is a space-age, NASA-tested, mother-approved, kids do not try this at home edition of the Jane Hoffman Show. Try our Kool-Aid. It's delicious. This is John Yoder, and Jane and I are at the controls, going crazy, discussing things that happen in real life, crazy stuff. And, you know, how do we deal with this? How do we deal with people that lie? I talked to a friend Saturday, connected usually. He's out of state, and I've known him since since I was 19. And he was my first guitarist. And we've kept in contact once a year. We talk on birthdays and things like that. And he's gone on from being a Christian to being kind of a devout atheist. And it's funny because we'll talk about all these different concepts, and you know, always goes to like, he's an atheist and I'm a Christian. And but the funny thing is, most of the music we discuss that really means a lot to him, Christian artists like Carrie Livgren from Kansas or Larry Norman or other people that, you know, have profound lyrics and really great music. And so the funny thing is, lately, the last couple of times, he's taken the habit of drinking while he's talking to me. We have these, like, 4 or 5 hour conversations. So as the conversations go, it's like, can you imagine this, Jane? You know, you call an old friend, you know, once a year or so, birthdays, things like that. And when I call him, he's an atheist. I'm a Christian. He used to be a Christian. We used to be on the streets preaching and in our first band together, that kind of stuff. And so his experiences in life have led him to be an atheist. He's kind of angry at life. So we start talking, and it's usually 4 or 5 hours.
This isn't the same it's not the same person who busted the cymbals, right?
No. This is Chris Connolly, wonderful guitarist. You know, greatest guitarist in my, you know, personal life, right? So he's the man. So we sit down and we talk about life and stuff, and I don't preach at him. You know, he is what he's going to be. I'm just loving him all the way to the end. You know, may he find his answers. May he find Jesus and God to be, you know, what he's missing. But the point is, he starts drinking when we start our conversations. This has been kind of a recent trend the last couple of years. And by the time it's the 3rd or 4th hour, he's getting really drunk, you know? So, but I've been really loving and accepting of him as a person, you know, not arguing, you know, just understanding his viewpoints on a lot of things, you know, things that don't make sense. Like this, he would look at this drummer situation and go, well, that's all effed up, you know, and there's no God, and, you know, it's just a crutch that people, you know, they've created this thing to keep people, under their toe. Well, about the 4th hour, he starts breaking out the, I just want to tell you, Josh, like, I love you, man. I just do, you know. It's like you're my best friend. You have 3 or 4. Well, you know, I got 3 best friends, and like you're in the top 3. But I love you, man. This goes on for like about an hour of like, you know, after a while, you want to say, well, because I don't want him to pass out with a bottle in his hand at 2 in the morning, right? I want him to kind of get to bed, but it takes an hour to get off the phone. An hour of, I love you too, bro, you know? It's like, now I know why I'm a Christian and why I don't drink or do drugs. All
sometimes
true.
When you quit one addiction, you're tempted to go to another.
Yes.
Lately, I've been in the mood for a glass of wine, but I have, my hours are not congruent because I'm never off for more than 12 hours.
Well, at least it's you know, well, see, with guys, a lot of the addiction is really shortened to just, it's about the dick. So it is an addiction. And in this case of the drummer, blow up, It was all about his penis. And, you know, you think about this Father's Day. No one gets here by someone shaking hands. Stork doesn't do it. When you start thinking of the whole concept of sex and how we get here, it's like everyone gets here the same way. And that's a crazy concept. That's just, I don't know. It's sometimes it staggers me. But without it, we wouldn't be here. It's an amazing thing. Someone was thinking of changing it from Father's Day to Successful Intercourse Day. That's really kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Ponder that.
That's pretty heavy duty. I want to read this one post before we only have 10 minutes left, I believe.
Yes.
Are you going dog sitting tonight?
I'm going to Doggyland. Although I'm my
I
hours
just
want to
make
cut.
One comment on what you said. No one does get here by accident, but a lot of women who get pregnant, even if it's not even a relationship, choose to keep a child.
Yes.
So.
And you
so,
know, people fault it. You know, like, oh, you know, she got knocked up. Oh, she did this or that. Or, oh, here's another kid on the planet. We don't need more kids. It's like, do you go up to a fruit tree and start cursing? You're like, why did you have oranges? Why? What were you thinking? Because it's an orange tree. Orange trees have oranges. Apple trees have apples. Roses have roses.
I got a brown coconut.
There you go. It's beautiful. It's what you do, you know, it's, and that's where a lot of this confusion, you know, people may fault Christianity or the Bible or God or whatever. It's like, that's where all this, a lot of this chaos comes from. Women trying to go out in the, you know, the world and they have to be Oprah and they've got to be satisfied and be a rocket scientist, raise a family and be able to juggle with one hand. It's like, no, you know, it's really simple. Like, you can have a career if you want, but, you know, basically, when you have some kids, it's beautiful. And, you know, a guy goes and works, supports the kids, all his family unit. It's a wonderful thing. It's not for everyone.
Well, there's more pressure on people nowadays, whether you're married, single, or not.
Our economics don't allow
it. Everybody has a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm.
Right. One person income just is not cutting it in our society. We've maxed out. And the problem is now both people are working. We're still maxing out. So now, so some families, the kids are working. You know, like 16, 17, you know, get some income in there because the dad's left and they're getting child support. And, I mean, that's what
or
happened.
Or maybe not. Well, we only have 8 minutes left now, so I'm going to read this Facebook post, which is more like a blog.
Yes.
So this is a friend of mine from White Bear Lake who lost a beautiful house on the Mississippi River. It was probably worth $300,000, but in California it would probably be worth $4 million.
Easily.
Hardwood floors, fireplace, yeah, built-in wooden shelves. I can't really go into it all because I'm not really a real estate person. So this is the aftermath, like 2 weeks after he did the sale, and he only got about a third of what he wanted. Life has a way of changing the things that satisfaction is derived from. Once I was pretty proud of myself when I did things like film movies, founded and fronted rock bands, produced all school musicals, restored classic cars, recreated my family's river homestead, recorded great old jazz vocal standards, and fathered two beautiful little boys in my 40s. Today I found satisfaction in prepaying my cremation, my grave marker, arranging to legally have my remains placed alongside my grandparents, and adding a codicil to my will, fully disinheriting any heir who arranges or allows any wake or funeral on my behalf. The memories I leave those who mattered or whose lives I came into contact with should speak for themselves. Yup, satisfaction is like the sands of the Sahara Desert. Always shifting and always changing after a life of chasing mirages. Now, a guy named Mark wrote in response, yet mirages are very real. They give hope to the hopeless, focus on the goal and purpose. Wisdom and patience and appreciation come from these. Celebrate all things. Remember most, but bittersweet has a distinct character. Best to have regretted and done than regretted the undone. Peace to you, my friend.
I like them. But
I like what the guy said. The other guy is bitter, and he's been putting rants on Facebook for over a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the whole attitude that, you know, at the end of the day, it's life is simple. And it doesn't matter if you sell a million albums. It doesn't matter, you know, what your house is or how many Facebook friends you have. It really comes down to what's your relationship to God, and have you lived a life that's in principle in alignment with Him. And that's a beautiful thing. My favorite picture, I'll tell you, is a picture of this, and people would walk by and not understand it. It's just a picture of a field. And in the very center of it is just this little figure. And when you study it, you realize it's a guy in a tractor with a hat on, a little cowboy hat or whatever. It's my dad. And
cool.
And they go, well, what's inspiring about this? I said, because he's out there in this field up in the East Foothills of San Jose. No one's applauding him. No one's, you know, saying, Wally, what a great job. It's like, no, he's just mowing his lawn, doing what he knows he needs to do, just keeping it. He can't look behind him. He's looking straight ahead at the goal. Just, you know, mow a straight line, get that field cut down. I'll come because there'll be a fire risk. It's what needs to be done. He's a farm guy. And it's just like there's no applauding. He's just doing his thing. He knows who he is in this planet under God's green earth and in his blue sky. And it's just like that. We don't have to. Sometimes we have to get all this appreciation and all this, you know, like the Kardashians. Everyone's got to be happy with what you wear and what you do. It's like, you know what? Just the simplicity of like knowing your faith, knowing who you are, and just walk your path.
Well, he's the one who told me 8 days ago when I went to my hometown that he's deleting 60 numbers out of his cell phone for all the people who didn't help him move. And
right.
They were all the people who did a favor for him.
And it's sad. I can understand his rage, but at the end of the day, you go, is that what you want to fill your cup with? It's like, is that the investment you want in life? It's like, and it comes back down I have people at church that get frustrated, like, well, that church didn't do anything for me. It's like, you know what, Jesus came? He said, I came to serve. It's like, when I go to church, I don't see what I can get out of it. I see what I can give. And I think that's kind of, you know, it's not that it's a bad attitude, but just I think he's looking at what he was going to get out of it instead of what he was going to give. Because that's really all you take with you is what you give or leave behind.
And I like this person. Usually he's animated and funny and fun-loving. And he had a bad thing happen to him, but it happened over the course of 6 or 7 years, and he got a bailout a few years ago. But he's a hard worker, and sometimes the economy took a lot of people down in 08. Unfortunately, it happened to him 5 years later. So, but I don't think he's saved or a believer. And he used to date my sister, and I have empathy for him. And
yes.
I wrote on his blog post, what you bind on earth, you shall bind in heaven, and what you loose on earth, you shall lose in heaven. And then I wrote, God loves you.
Yes. Because in the
We didn't really have a planned program today, but I just thought I'd read his blog because it's kind of a passionate speech. I think he's reaching out for help, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think
it's like a Kardashian type of attention, only deeper. What he's really saying is, I want people to care if I die, and maybe I'm thinking about it at this time.
Right, and that's the problem with anyone who goes into a non-God-focused direction is, at the end, it's just really bad because, dementia, Alzheimer's, getting hooked up to a tube, being unable to take care of yourself, people putting you in a convalescent home and not visiting you, and then the staff, they're just, you know, poking and sticking needles in you, and you're just nothing but a paycheck for them. If there isn't a God, if there's nothing more than this, then I would say, you know, I said in the beginning, drink our Kool-Aid. It's delicious. Like, if this is the Kool-Aid, give it to me, you know, because I have hope.
I felt... Today, you know, I was thinking, I have a lot of security on my new job, and I have life insurance, I have two kinds of life insurance. I have a 401k, and I was going to apply for this middle school teacher job that's like 30 miles away. And Zach, don't worry. And I was going to apply for it, and I thought, well, first of all, I was too tired to get up and finish the cover letter because my diabetes is bad sometime. And then I decided I'll be content within myself whether I get the job or not, but I'm still going to try because even though I'm beaten down and tired, I'm not going to give up in life. I'm going to keep striving for something bigger and better.
Yes. Got to have faith.
Just like you. I shouldn't say this on the air, but you have a stable job, but are you ever on the look for something better?
Oh, always. And I think that's part of the situation of life is it's all opportunity, and you have to look at this. Now, when I was younger, I would be like, okay, I'm committed to this or that, you know, for the next 5 years, 10 years, or whatever, and I am. But on the other hand, I'm at a point in my life where it's like, you know, if a woman with $1 million says, I want to support you and just do your music and I like your ministry, blah, 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 I have to really sit down and think about that, you know. I can't just blow it off. I could. But there's a point in my life where I blew off a lot of things based on certain principles, and now I have to look objectively, and it's like, what's good for the brand, or what's good for, you know, the kingdom? What's good for God? You know, how can I do more for him? And, you know, it's not a 50-year gig. It's like, you know, who knows, another 5, 10, 20, 30, whatever I have left.
Or
I don't
it
have
might
a full
be three more days.
It could be one more minute. And I don't have a full gas tank of gas. That's the other thing. You know, even with the energy I do have, it's not what I used to have. And things aren't consistent. It's like, you know, tonight
that's
I might...
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, so you just have to really say... To me, it's like war. It's like, who's on my side? Who's with me with God? I don't care, you know, how hot you are. I don't care how smart you are. It's like, are you on the team? I've got your back. Do you have mine? And if you don't, it's okay. But
and do we think alike as Christians? I'm going.
Yes.
I'm making 1 30-second more run to the stove. We're in the overtime now, so please submit. Verbally submit your final conclusions for 60 seconds, and I'll be right back.
Yes.
One moment, please. One moment, please.
So what have we learned today, again, fellow children of the corn, fellow subhumans of human life? I think we've learned that it's a crazy world out there, and with crazy people, crazy situations, and people coming up to you and pushing you in directions, and you just, you know, you try to be nice, you try to be cool. It's not a cool world in a lot of places, and it's going to get a little worse. So I think at the end of the day, you have to know for yourself what you're about, who you're for. In my case, it's God, and who's on your team, and cover your back, and take it in faith one day at a time. It's a crazy world out there. And I would submit to you to follow the truth wherever it leads you, unless it's at a Bible-burning convention or someone smashing cymbals on the side of the road. Seek the peace, the path of peace. It's the easiest road to maintain.
I had a
couple
thou. Things to say.
What
cool,
does the hammer
good
have
ending.
To say?
Well, I said goodbye to someone I'm close to today. He's going to California for 2 months. He's 78 years old, and he's someone's house I clean, and I'm going to miss him. So goodbye, mm-hmm. Joe Slaviero. And secondly, Lauren has done a good job taking the city bus home from summer school, and I'm proud of him. And my final thoughts are follow the truth wherever it leaves you, even if it's into a cremation factory. If you have a plot, a grave, and a headliner name, you still may not have eternal peace or internal peace. Just because it's bought and paid for and someone decides to do something you don't like, that's part of living in this world. So deal with it.
Yes. I love it. And you,
because
you
we don't get everything we want. Didn't anyone listen to the Mick Jagger song?
Right. I mean, you could be Donald Sterling and have $1 billion and still mentally not really know who you are or what you're doing with your life.
Oh, you know that that picture I posted of you and me standing outside of SOS?
Yes.
You have a Clippers T-shirt on.
I do, and you know how come? See, I'm a Laker fan. Anyone who hangs around me, I have tons of Laker, you know, Kobe Bryant and Laker shirts and championship shirts. The Clippers were one of our customers. We couldn't get the Laker, and to get the Laker endorsement to get, you know, to sell to them, they didn't want to pay for merchandise. They would say, well, we'll, you know, just we'll give you some seats and that's it. So in other words, they would give you a
like
know,
free
pair of
advertising
seats.
Or something.
No, they were just like, you can have a couple seats at the arena, but then all our supplies are free. It's like, wow, because, you know, people spend thousands of dollars. Well, they could have bought as much merchandise as they want. And so we didn't go that way, so we went with, you know, we got the Clippers on, as a, one of our accounts, even though it's at the Staples Center. But that's we'd always get a lot of their promo stuff, and this is when they used to suck. So it, we'd always get T-shirts and things like that from them, and caps and all.
And they did get better.
They did.
Brian could have taken those Laker tickets and pawned and hawked them if he was smart, since he's shrewd.
Yes. And, you know, now, of course, things have kind of turned around for the Clipper franchise, but it's still not over. They're still dancing with this thing. And I have to say, it is a crazy. It is a kind of a rights issue. And, they're, you know, we'll see how this plays out. I mean, obviously, Donald is crazy. But still, he's thinking of going legal and exposing everyone, like anyone who has said anything racially slurred that's an owner or any bad dealings. You know, every person's got dirt. I can tell you that. And
including me.
Yeah, you know,
I
as
almost,
I used to say,
I almost had sex with one of Magic Johnson's friends.
Well, as
his
I
name
say...
Was His name was Daryl Washington, and he played for the Washington Jets.
Woo.
It was a minors team.
Well, apparently we rip what we sow as well as
he
reap
broke
what we
a
sow.
Chair in my apartment.
Really? Just sitting down in it?
No.
In a position that we would not discuss on the air?
It's something worse than what V did.
Wow.
So with that, you had to wait till the juicy morsel at the end of the show. I'm going to go serve dinner. I have to work graveyard tonight, and maybe we can discuss the chaos in Iraq on Sunday.
Yes, we thought we were out, but they keep dragging us back in.
Okay, and have a great weekend, and great hearing your voice. God bless you.
God bless you, Jane Hammer.
Follow the truth wherever it leaves you, even if the tambourine man plays tilted cymbals.
Next time we talk, well, I'll give you his YouTube link. He's got a great YouTube video.
Okay,
great
that would drummer. Be great. Send it to my email or Facebook account. Thank you, and God bless you.
Ho, ho,
bye-bye.
Ho. Bye-bye.
Bye.